In today's gospel, our Lord told his disciples that if they had faith in him, that they would be able to do the works that he did, that anything that they asked him in his name, if they kept his commandments, he would do for them. Our Lord redeemed us and brought us every grace that will ultimately lead us to heaven by becoming poor for our sake, by divesting himself of the glory of his divinity, and by becoming the child of Mary. As I said a few days ago, St. Francis says that our Lord became poor for our sake that we might become rich. And when our Lord did that for us and took upon our human nature and lifted that human nature up to God and bestowed upon humanity every grace and did so by means of signs and wonders, by miracles and healings and the raising of people from the dead, he wanted us to know that what he said was really true, that anything that we ask in his name, he will do for us. And those who are living in that grace, who keep his commandments, who have faith in him, understand that his will for us is our salvation. And that while there are many things that we want in this world and desire and sometimes even think we need, as our Lord said to St. Martha, who was worried about many things, he said only one thing is really necessary, and that's ultimately our salvation. So when our Lord says that he'll do all things for us, it is in the context of our salvation, and we have to trust him, but also pray to him with great faith. St. Bernardine of Siena, whose feast day we celebrate today, was a man precisely like this. He had faith in God and heard the call from God and threw away everything he had and entered into religious life and lived poorly. And he did it at a time when the order was in need of reform. And after he had been ordained a priest, he became a pillar of the reform and a great figure in the church in the 14th century. And he went from town to town in an itinerant way with no place to lay his head, and preached the gospel throughout Italy and brought many, many, many people to conversion. Wherever he went, there would be huge crowds, 20, 30,000 people, crowds so large that they couldn't fit them in the churches, so he'd have to preach in the public square. And his homilies, his sermons would become major events for the town, so it would last all day. Sometimes his homilies would be 4 to 6 hours in length, and the result was many, many conversions. He had a retinue of priests, friar priests that would come with him, who would hear confessions, and many times during these events in these towns, peace was restored, civil strife was ended, people were brought to their knees and back to the sacraments. And wherever St. Bernardine went, he begged God for the conversion of souls and for the restoration of the church. And he knew that it wasn't through the power of his preaching, but through it was in actuality, as St. Francis told the friars, not the preachers who brought about conversion, but the humble and poor friars who were faithful to the rule. And that's why St. Bernardine tried to be as faithful to the rule as he possibly could, because he knew it was his fidelity more than his words that would bring conversion to people. And in a particular way, he preached devotion to the Blessed Mother and devotion to the Holy Name of Jesus. And this devotion to the holy name, which, you know, spread throughout the whole church on many church buildings, you'll see the monogram of, I believe it's on the front of this pulpit actually, the monogram of our Lord's holy name. This was something that goes back to the preaching of St. Paul, but which is particularly became a devotion during the time of St. Bernardine. It was even, of course, hijacked, you might say, by the Jesuits. They use it as their monogram as well. But it was really a Franciscan devotion. And the whole idea behind it was that just something very simple, such as the name of our Lord, the name by which we are all saved, the name that was given to the one who came down to heaven and became poor for our sake, a name that we can all pronounce because he's become near to us. It's not like the name of God in the Old Testament, which was forbidden to be even said. This was the name that his mother bestowed on him. This name is our power. If we believe that in his name, and we ask in his name, he will do it for us. And if we are trying to keep his commandments, and if before anything else we are praying to be saved and to be pleasing to God, then he will do it. And we need to believe that. And St. Bernardine brought people to this belief with this very simple but wonderful devotion to the holy name of Jesus. So we beg St. Bernardine for the grace that we really, really will have faith in our Lord in every moment of our life, especially when we're challenged, and ask the Lord for all things in the name of Jesus, because he will answer us, and the answer will be yes.